It was the discovery Kara loved most. Digging through the forgotten. The memorialized. The tossed aside. And the cherished. Uncovering the treasures and trinkets left behind. And making sure they had the chance to tell their stories. At Wilson's Antiques and Curiosities, it was her job to find out the where and when of every object that came through the shop's doors. But it was the why and the what that intrigued her most. When she answered those questions, she could give once treasured possessions a new life with new owners. When Kara couldn't unearth the history of a piece, she spun stories for herself. It was easier than thinking about her own mistakes and the regrets she carried. While she worked, she could escape into the comfort of someone else's life for a few hours. Gravel crunched under her well-worn flats as she stopped to study the formidable house rising up before her. The old vicarage was a grand mansion of yellow Cotswold limestone, standing arrogantly against the dual ravages of weather and time, and punctuated by a pair of columns on either side of the white front door. A light wind rustled through the ivy that crept lazily between the first and second floors. Someone had pushed one of the third-story windows open, probably hoping to air out the house that had lain unoccupied since its owner had died almost 6 weeks ago. The front door opened with a creak, and Kara's boss, Jock Wilson, stepped out with a blonde woman in her early 40s, dressed in pale blue and white, all elegance and softness. The woman was a stark contrast to Jock's stiff tweed and polished leather brogues.
"Miss Hargreaves, you're finally here," said Jock.
Kara glanced at the antique watch that Gran had given her upon her graduation from Barlow University years ago. It was 9 o'clock on the dot, the exact time Jock had instructed her to arrive, unless she'd misread his email. A flush of panic heated her cheeks. She couldn't have got the time wrong. She'd been so careful since her first day 2 months ago. She'd had to be. This job was her chance to start again.
"Mrs. Lethbridge, this is my assistant, Kara Hargreaves."
Jock's hand swept out, as though Kara were an early 19th century Limoges teapot he was presenting at auction. She swallowed around her worry and crossed her hands behind her, hoping the gesture conveyed both deference and regret.
"My condolences for your loss, Mrs. Lethbridge."
The client gave her a minute, dismissive smile.
"Thank you. Let's get on with it then. I have a tennis lesson this afternoon."
As the lady retreated through the front door, her high-heeled sandals clicking on the mosaic tile floor, Jock raised his brows to Kara, as though to say, "She is one of the tapes I warned you about."
"I can't imagine how I got the time wrong,"
Kara whispered in a rush as they followed their client.
"You weren't late, but you weren't early either,"
said Jock. Her step hitched.
"What?"
"Better to be early and sit in the car than to leave a client waiting.
Now come on."
Kara forced her shoulders down and breathed deep to soothe the sting of her boss's prickliness.
"Focus on the job. Show him what you know."
The air in the entryway was cool and stale. It might have been unsettling, except she could almost hear the echoes of children long since grown, scuffing the floors as they tore through the place in their eagerness to play outdoors. It wasn't hard to imagine past proud owners standing at the huge white door, greeting friends with two kisses and a warm smile each. This was someone's home, not just a job site, she reminded herself, taking in the pale green panelling that climbed up a third of the wall before giving way to a familiar wallpaper of bold acanthus leaves on a deep blue background. Immediately, her mind zipped through the categorisation Jock had taught her. William Morris, British, mid-1870s. When she'd first started working at Wilson's as an 18-year-old student, she thought she would have a natural advantage, having grown up surrounded by antiques in both her parents' and grandparents' homes. but Jock had been quick to show her just how little she'd known. Now that she was back more than a decade later, he'd made it clear that he expected her to become as knowledgeable as him in short order. That meant any time not spent visiting Gran in her nearby retirement village was taken up reading about the styles of furniture Kara would most likely encounter on the job. Standing next to him on her first trip into a client's home, she'd known the Morris wallpaper without the crutch of her books, notes, and Google searches. She could do this.